WTBQ. Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station. And don't go anywhere, because we are going to talk to an author that I know every woman knows who she is, knows her books, and knows her work, because in the 90s, she wrote the most best-selling book. I think for 2 years it was on the number one bestseller list and just sold, I think, 7 million, if I'm correct, around the world internationally. It is just a book, and I have one. I have one from the 90s, and Simple Abundance, and many of you may remember the beautiful book with the pink cover, A Day of Comfort and Joy. Sarah Braun-Bronnach wrote that book, and she was very successful with it, and she wrote a series of books about being abundant and being joyful and being happy, and they were just brilliant books that did beautifully well. Now she has come out with a children's book, which is equally as brilliant, and I'm sure will do equally as well. It is called The Best Part of the Day, and it is a beautifully illustrated book, which she did not do, but she wrote the book. And we're going to talk to her about that, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about her life and her beautiful books that she has written. And I want to welcome Sarah Braun-Bronnach to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you this morning, Shannon.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Your book, I mean, I got to say, I mean, I have one. I still have it by my bed, you know, many years later. It is just a classic book. And then you have this wonderful children's story, which is just equally as beautiful and equally as illustrated, that makes you feel warm at heart as well. Why did you come out with a children's story when you were so, for us middle-aged, or I should just say women of all ages?
Mid-century modern is what I'm saying.
Okay. That's fair.
Well, I'd been asked to do a children's book, but for Simple Abundance, but I never could really find the format, and I've always loved the visual. I've always, even though Simple Abundance was, you know, this huge 575-page book, you know, I always wanted pictures to go with it. So I was given an invitation. What would a Sarah Braun-Bronnach children's book look like? Mm-hmm. And it was too irresistible, you know, not to go down that path. Mm. And I met the woman, Wendy Edelson. I met her work, and she's our wonderful illustrator.
Yeah,
and,
great, beautiful.
Yeah, and together we were able to tell the oldest story, you know, of cuddling in at night with those you love,
yeah,
and thinking about what was the best part of your day.
And you did not stray much from your gratitude and your Simple Abundance, because this book is about practicing gratitude for children in a very happy way. You know, at the end of the day, each child has to think, what was your, you know, what are you grateful for today? What are the things? And it's really full of animals and love. You really like the animals, right?
Oh, I love the animals. Mm. I had a 10-year period where I was living in rural England, and you know, I had the sheep outside my kitchen window and the horses down the lane, and I just loved the natural world. And the natural world, we don't have that as much in this country, and we can blur the distinctions between night and day, and I don't think it's good for us. I think that's why we're stressed. So
that's true.
I wanted to and I thought the idea of planting little seeds in little children of looking for the best. I thought, what would an entire generation of, you know, grandchildren and children look, you know, feel like if they could connect to always looking for the best instead of looking for the worst. So.
Well, you know, and I think that's a very natural response for children. I think children are naturally happy and they look for the best. I think they are often, you know, maybe taught or just kind of learned about our world in looking for the worst, but I don't think it's a natural thing. I think naturally they do look for the best. And animals just have that wonderful, you know, they're just really in nature, they're just really in tune with the animals. They're not afraid of them. They see them. You know, you have wonderful pictures in here, the drawings, the illustrations of animals everywhere, of the squirrels in the trees, of the building the snowman, of the birds, you know, things that children just feel so comfortable with, cats and dogs and, you know, all that normal stuff, chickens, you know, all that. Well, I don't know if chickens are so normal to most of us, but certainly birds and
well, they're
dogs.
They're wondrous if you watch them. Yeah, but you're right, Shannon. Children do have that natural inclination, and then we snuck
grown-ups,
them down.
Yeah.
So really, perhaps I was writing the best part of the day for the parents and grandparents. to remind us that to be able, because when you're looking, when you're with a child and looking at the world around you and in your home and in your backyard, and when you're looking, they're very spontaneous.
Yes.
They're very joyous, and everything is wonder. And so
it's
perhaps
simple.
What I was really trying to do was seed in the hearts of the parents.
Yeah, no, it's true. The simple, you know, just looking for the fireflies. You have fireflies in here. And who doesn't have that wonderful, magical thought of fireflies, and we just kind of take it for granted. But children don't. And to have them appreciate, I mean, you know, you are the master of this. As I said, you sold many copies. You were on the New York Times bestseller list for nearly 2 years, which is amazing in itself, for Simple Abundance and reminding us to be grateful for everything in life. Does this always work in our lives? Does it always work to make our life absolutely wonderful? Don't we still have ups and downs in life, even if we're as mostly as wonderful spiritual as we can be?
Yes, we do, and that's why it's really important to use gratitude as a daily grace, because life is hard, and we do have these difficult moments. But I have found, and I'm not, you know, even for the most awful moments, I have found that being in, you know, being there with gratitude, just being grateful for anything that happens. You know, if your car breaks down, oh well, you have AAA, or you have a neighbor, or somebody comes. You know, I mean, it's just you write that down, you remember it. And what I found through like 20 years of gratitude journals, and I haven't kept them every day, but what I found is, if my life seems out of control and has gone awry, just with the craziness that is every day for us, I'll say, oh, how many days have you not written in your gratitude journal?
Right.
And I'll look back, and it might be 10 days because I was working on a big project and everything, and I was too tired. I always try to tell myself, no, as you're falling asleep on the pillow and you're trying to think of the things that you're grateful for, that doesn't count, because we forget them.
Right. Well, it counts a little bit, because being grateful is really good. I mean, writing it down and really make, but you know, you made us all so aware of that, because you were the first one to do this. I mean, you know, you were on Oprah 7 times. You know, I've read that psychotherapists prescribed it to their patients, and, you know, abused women found it in shelters. I mean, this was probably the most important spiritual book that we have. It was the first time that we understood that writing down what we're grateful for and the small things of life made our outside life, made our world bigger and nicer, and it made things happen better for us. And teaching this to the children in this book is so special, because it's so simple, yet it's so essential to life. So learning it early on is so wonderful. You know, you have in here being grateful for the vegetables that come out of the ground, for feeding the birds, as I mentioned, the fireflies. There's nothing better you can get than getting to the simplicity, the real core of life with children. And then I suspect when they get older, they can buy your other books, right? After they read this,
it will be something familiar, and they'll naturally, you know, reach for, whether it's my books or other books. But this tradition has anchored them, and I think that's just marvelous, because it anchors me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pick up Simple Abundance, and I'll open to a page, the day's page or whatever, and I'll read it, and I think, who wrote this? Because this is exactly what I need to hear today.
Yeah, right. Well, it was so great that you wrote that for all of us. What, you know, I got to ask you quickly, what did inspire you to write that almost 20 years ago now?
Well, it was in the 90s, which were very, very hard, and a doom and gloom, you know, recession, and people were losing their jobs in thousands of numbers. And everywhere on the television and the radio was doom and gloom, doom and gloom. And, you know, the more I concentrated on the doom, the gloomier I felt. And so one day, you know, I just heard, you know, God speaking and saying, you know, I want you to sit down at the table and don't get up until you give me 100 reasons why you're grateful for your life. Wow. Exactly as it is this way. And no money cannot be on that list. And
That's really interesting.
And five pots of tea before I had to leave for the carpool, and I had my list, and I was really, I was humbled, and I was humbled that I didn't just naturally see all these blessings or count them in, and I felt very, very rich. But because this gratitude was new for me, I started writing it down.
Well, we only have a few minutes, so I want to get back to did you put up the music here? I want to get back to the book, because this is for not only just children, but for parents too. It is such a wonderful book. I really encourage everyone to go out there and get this for the kids, grandchildren, nieces, nephews in your life. It is a wonderful book, The Best Part of the Day by Sarah von Braunek. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this wonderful book with us today.
Oh, Shannon, thank you. You've been the best part of the day already.
Well, thank you. You too. I am very grateful.